We are learning Mesechus Pesachim, Daf Ayin Tes Amar Beis, and we are beginning in the bottom of Ayin Tes Amar Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom, Itmar. Itmar we learned. We know in our Mishnah it says that if the Reiv of Tzibur is Tameh, so you have Tumah, Tchuyah Tzibur, that they could do it B'tumah. So what's the case if it's 50-50? Itmar. Hareisho Yisrael Mechza Tahirim U Mechza Tameim. Klal Yisrael were half Tahirim and half Tameim. That means 50% of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, 50% of Klal Yisrael is Tahar. So what do you do? What's the two choices? The two choices are, if it's considered a Tzibur, then it's Tumah Tchuyah Tzibur, so Gantz Klal Yisrael could do the Karban Pesach Rishon. And no one has to do Pesach Sheni. But if you hold that it's not called Tzibur, so then the Tahirim do Pesach Rishon, and the Tameim got to wait the Pesach Sheni. So that's the Shaila. Hareisho Yisrael Mechza Tahirim Mechza Tameim, what's the halacha? Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Karoib. It's considered like a Roib, and we'll explain in a second. Which means, Rav saying each 50% is all considered like a Roib. It means there's Roib Tameim and Roib Tahirim here, as it turns out. Rav Kahana Amar Mechza Mechza Ene Karoib. And the Gemara explains. Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Karoib, what does that mean? Halolo Isim La'atzman. The Tahirim, they all do La'atzman. They do a Karm Pesach Rishon V'Tahara. And even the Temeim could also do the Pesach Rishon because Klapi them is Tumah Hutter Ritzibah, they're a Roiv, they could also do it B'Tumah. And they can't be pushed off the Pesach Sheni because Rav holds that they consider a Roiv. A Tzibah is not pushed off the Pesach Sheni, so they do Pesach Rishon. But it's not enough to make that even the Tahirim could do B'Tumah because the Tahirim are a Roiv themselves because each Mechza is a Roiv. That's the Chiddush. Each Mechza is a Roiv. So Allah is Ma'atzman, the Tahirim have to do it themselves. And even though we said before, in Karban Tzibur Chaluk, Rav is saying we have Mechza and Mechza, you do not say the Klal of in Karban Tzibur Chaluk, because each one is a Roiv, and therefore they each do their own Karban Pesach, their own track. You have the Tar track, you have the Tamei track. That's the Shita of Rav. In Rav Kahana, we have two Mehalchin had explained Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said it wasn't like a Roiv, we have two Mehalchin had explained it. Rav Kahana Omar, Mechza and Mechza ain't like a Roiv. It's not like a Roiv. So therefore what? Tahirim Oisim is a Rishon, because you don't have Tumah Hutter Ritzibur, because you don't have Roiv. So Tahirim Oisim is a Rishon, Utameim Oisim is a Sheni. And the Tameim do the Sheni, which means that the Tahirim, they do the Rishon because they're like the Roiv. Because there is no Roiv, there are Tameim, so they're like the Roiv. And Tameim are not a Roiv, they're like Yechidim, they Oisim is a Sheni. They do the Pesach Sheni. That's the first lashon in the Rav Chista. That's the first lashon in Rav Chista, in Rav Kahana. The first lashon in Rav Kahana is that Tahirim Oisim is Rishon and Tameim Oisim is Sheni. Ikad Amri, the second lashon in Rav Kahana is like this. Ikad Amri, Om Rav Kahana, Mechza Mechza Einoi Karoiv. Mechza Mechza is not Karoiv means what? Tahirim Oisim is Rishon. The Tahirim do the Karim Pesach Rishon because the Tameim are not Roiv. But the Tameim, the second group, ain't oisim, loyes harishim, loyes hasheni. They don't do, not the first one, and not top on base, Tameim ain't oisim, loyes harishim, loyes hasheni. The second, the Tameim, they can't do, not the Karma Rishon, not the Karma Sheni. Why not? Harishim le'avdi le'avaruba. They can do the Rishon because they're not the right. But Sheni le'avdi le'avamuta. They still don't do the second one because they're not the Miyat. They're not a Miyat. They're considered a Tzibra. Tzibra is not Nidachim. So they get nothing. So let's just chaz over. That there are three different shatav over here. You have Rav and you have two Rav Kahanas. The case is like this: you have Mechza, Mechza, 50-50. So according to Rav, each Mechza is a Roiv. Each one is a Roiv like this. The Tameim are Roiv, so Tumah Hutter Ritzibur. They could do it right now in Pesach Rishon. The Tahirim are called Roiv, so they can be part of the Tameim and they do Pesach Rishon. Rav Kahana has two Lashonis. Rav Kahana is not Roiv. The first Lashon of Rav Kahana holds that the Tahirim do Pesach Rishon because you don't have Tumah Hutter Ritzibur, and the Tameim do Pesach Sheni because they're not a Roiv. The second lashon holds that they're not a Roiv, but they're not a Yachid either. So the Tahirim do Pesach Rishon, the Tameim cannot do Pesach Sheni because they're not a Yachid. They're like a Kapol, not a Yachid. They're like a Tzibur, what?
They're not a Miyat,
so that means they're not a Yachid, but they're not a Roiv either, and therefore they can't do it. That's the three Lashonis in the Gemara, Moshe. So what the Gemara Vayta, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Nitma Kahal Oy Ruboy. If the whole Kahal, or Rav of the Kahal, became Tomei, then you have Tumah Tchuyah Ritzibur. Oy Shekaharim Tomei, Mulakaram Tomei, Vakal Tahirim, Yaaseh B'Tumah, Yishdu B'Tumah. It's Mashma, Ruboy, who Davdi B'Tumah. It's Mashma, when you have Rav, do the Tomeiim have a right to do Pesach Rishon? Aval palga palga lo yav the rishon. If it's half, the tameim cannot do the pesach rishon. Kashla Rav, it's a kashla Rav. Rav says by palga palga the tameim can do the pesach rishon. What do you mean? It's mashmiya only if roiv are tameim, only if a majority are tameim, can you do the pesach rishon v'tuma. So it's a kashla Rav. It's mashmiya only roiv. Amalach Rav. No, there's a difference. Even palga palga could do pesach rishon. The difference is when it's roiv, then even the tahirim could do v'tuma. Like this. Amalach Rav. Ruba avdi kula v'tuma. If it's roiv tameim, if it's more than, it's 51% and more of tameim, 50.1 already, of percent or more, then avdi kula v'tuma. Even tahirim could do v'tuma. There's no two tracks. There's one track, everyone does v'tuma. Palgo, palgo, alo lo isim lo'asma, lo isma atzma. So Rav says, when it says Ruba, he wants to tell you the halacha that everyone does a betumah. But when it's palgo, palgo, each one will do their own track. But avada, even the tameim could have a din, tumah to you would see, but even my palgo. Hakana mistav, Rav says, I have a right to myself. The Tani Sefer, and Sefer says, nitma miyat akal, if only a miyat of the kal became tameh, then tahirim isim is a rishon, the tahirim do pesach rishon, the tameim isim is sheni, and the tameim do pesach sheni. So miyat hu davdi v'sheni, only if it's a miyat, if it's less than 50% to do the Pesach sheni. But palga, palga, loy. V'avdi v'rishon, they do a v'rishon, v'alo is ma'atzman, v'alo is ma'atzman. So Rav says, fakert, the Mishnah is a riot to me. The Reisha says, Rav wants to say that everyone does a betumah. The Sefer, which says you have Pesach sheni, he says only miyat, only by miyat. So fakert, Rav says it's a riot to me. V'alakasha l'Rav Kana. Okay, then what does Rav Kana do? Remember, it's two lasharians for Rav Kana. Rav Kana's first lashon is that the palga does pesach sheni. The second lashon, the palga does nothing. So the kashal of Rav Kana, it says in the sefer that by a miyat it's pushed to pesach sheni, but palga not. But kashal Rav Kana, I'm Rav Kana. Nitmu miyat akal tahir ma'isim mesar rishon v'tmei ma'isim mesar sheni. If it's miyat, then the tahirim do the rishon and tmei do the sheni. Hapaga paga tahir ma'isim rishon avat tmei ma'ina oisim lo yisar rishon ma'isar sheni. It's very gishmak for the lishna basra in the Mishnah. Only a miyat akal could they do pesach sheni, but if not, they don't do pesach sheni. But frank the gemara ha teich lishna basra Rav Kana. It's good for the second lishna Rav Kana. El lahach lishna for the first lishna Rav Kahana. The Amar Rav Kahana tahir ma'isim rishon utmei ma'isim ma'isar sheni. They do karm pesach sheni. Why is our Mishnah only saying miyat? Even Palga gets to do Pesach Sheni. Ma'ik l'meima, what are you going to say? Omalach Rav Kana, Pshad our Mishnah like this. Who had in the fill of Palga Baganami? By half also, Tahir Ma'itz Mesa Rishon, Matmei Ma'itz Mesa Sheni. Even by 50-50, the Tahirim do the Rishon, because no Tumah to Ritzibur, and Tameim do the Sheni. Aye, it says Miyat, only by Miyat Tameim they do the Pesach Sheni. Va'itan Miyat Akal, I did Tani Reisha Rubai. Since the Reisha says Roiv, so Sefer also says Miyuta Agav the Reisha. The Reisha says Roiv because only by Roiv, according to Rav Kahana, does the whole Klal Yisrael do Karban Pesach for Rishon. According to Rav, it's possible even without a Roiv to have half, two tracks. But according to Rav Kahana, Dafka Roiv. So since the Reisha said Roiv, the Sefer also said Miyut. So again, that's we have three Lashonis. We have Rav and we have two Rav Kahanas. And now the Gemara has been the three different brises, which is right each one. And then we'll try to have an emphor, the brises of the other man the yom. So the Gemara right. Tanya kava say the Rav, we have a brise like Rav. Remember, Rav holds when it's paga, paga, each one does their own track. Tanya kava say the Rav Kana, katre lishni. And we have a right to the Rav Kana, both lashonis. Two more brises, each lashon of Rav Kana. Let's read it inside. Tanya kava say the Rav. We have a brisa like Rav. Ho Yisrael mechza tahirim umechza tameim. If Klal Yisrael was half tahirim, half tameim, halolu oisim la'atzman, halolu oisim la'atzman. Each group does their own track on Pesach Rishon. What's the reason? Because Rav holds that it's like a roiv. So the tahirim can be part of tameim because they're a roiv tahirim. The tameim don't have to wait the Pesach Sheni because they're a roiv tameim, and therefore they could do Pesach Rishon v'tumah. That's pshat of Rav. Tanya Kalishna Kamad Rav Kana. We have a raya from a brice like Lishna Kamad Rav Kana. Haresho Yisrael Mechza. Tahir Mechza Tameim. If Klal Yisrael was half Tahirim, half Tameim, Tahir Mechza Mesa Rishon. Because this brice holds that there's no Tumhotor or Tuchir Ritzibo over here because it's not considered a rave Tameim. So Tahirim do the Rishon. But Tameim, the Tameim wait the Pesach Sheni, Oysa Mesa Sheni. That's like Lishna Kamad of Rav Kana. But Tanya Kalishna Basra Rav Kana. Haresho Yisrael Mechza Tahir Mechza Tameim. Tahirim oisim is a rishon. The tahirim do the pesach rishon. With tameim ain oisim lois rishon by the sheni. They can't do pesach rishon or pesach sheni. Again, why not? Pesach rishon they can't do because not tumot or ritziva. The Sheni, they can't do either because they're not called a Yachid, or like Simcha says, not called a Miyat. They're not called a Miyat, and therefore they can't be wait to Pesach Sheni. It says, Ish Nidcha, V'loi Tzibu Nidachim, they have to be a Ish to be Nidcha. And this lost in holes, they can't be Nidcha, so they're stuck. They can't do any Karm Pesach. The poor guy is talking about 40, 50% of Klai Yisrael cannot do the Karm Pesach. Zach to Gemara Vayter. So now the Gemara is trying to explain. We have three brises here. Each Mandiyama has a brise like him, so we have to try to fix this up over here. How are the other Mandiyama going to learn these brises? Zach to Gemara. Lo Rav v'lishta basar v'kana. Rav holds that there's two tracks on Pesach Rishon, and a list of basar v'kana holds that the other 50% do nothing. How are they going to learn the middle brisa? How the Tana that the brisa says Tahir Ma'isim is a Rishon, the 50% of Tahir they do Rishon, Utameim the 50% of the Tameim is a Sheni, they do Sheni. Who are Tameim they do the Sheni. So Heichim and Taritzula. How do the Rav and Lishta Basra kind of answer this? The answer like this: Kegoin, just a little like done before. There's a machlokes later on. Tapsalik Alpha on base. If Noshim Achayim and Karim Pesach. Believe it or not, there's a sad noshim achayiv in korban pesach. One of the drashos are says mixas nefashos l'rabbis is a noshim. There is an idea that the mandiyama holds that noshim have a chayiv to bring korban pesach. There are also mandiyama there that's rishos. If they want, they can bring it. So keeping that in mind, let's see the gemara. Heichem etarisa. How do we answer this brisa? Kegoyin shol yisrael mechta tar mechta meim. 50% of klai yisrael were tar, 50% were tameim. V'noshim ashlimus l'tameim. And in truth, there's really not 50% Tamei men. It's only 48% of the men are Tamei. And the ladies are mash limit to 50%. V'kasava, and we hold, Noshim Barishim Rishus. Noshim, even Pesach Rishon, are only a Rishus, they're not Chayim. So if you take away the Noshim, Dal Noshim, Tameim, if you take away the Noshim from the Tameim, then have the Tameim Miyuta. U'miyuta Yitchul Pesach Sheni. We're saying here, Lekuli Yamin's Braisa, you'll be able to push off the Pesach Sheni. I, if you Rav, they're not considered a Miyat. And I, if you Rav Kahana, those are not considered a Miyat. If you're the second Lashon, you do nothing. Teretz is, here's a case where really the Tameim are a real Miyat, only 48%. What's making it 50-50 is the Noshim. So therefore, Lekuli Yama, you will push off the Tameim to Pesach Sheni, and the Tameim will bring Pesach Rishon. And that's how they'll stem with the Braisa, with this Braisa. Everyone will stem with this Braisa. Now let's go to another brisa. Rav Lishta Kama, the Rav Kahana, to be Rav, and to be the first Lashon Rav Kahana, how the Tanya Tahir Meisim is Rishon, that the 50% of Klai Yisrael that's Tar, they do Pesach Rishon, with Tamei Meis Meisim Rishon is Sheni, the brisa said they don't do the Rishon or the Sheni. Heichem Metaritzla, how do you answer this? So Rav Metaritzla like this, Kuncha, how Yisrael mechza Tamei or mechza Tahir, Klai Yisrael itself with 50% Tahir and 50% Tamei. The Noshim Oyd Vesal Tahirim. And because of the Noshim, you have now 55% Tahirim. Because the Noshim add on to the 50% to make another 5%. The Kasava, we hold, this Manyam will hold, this price will hold, Noshim Berishon Chayva. This price will hold, the Noshim and Kapetz Berishon is Chayiv and Karim Pesach. Uvesheni, of Noshim Berishon Chayva, of Sheni Rishos. So Berishon Le'avdi, so you can't do here Berishon. The Tameim cannot do Berisha, you know why? The Havle, because if you Rav, the question was, they can have two tracks, they're both 50-50. No, because here, really, the Tameim, Berisha le'avde, the Havle miyut, or miyut le'avde Berishoin. And the miyut cannot do Berisha. And here it was saying that it's considered that the Tameim are miyut. Why? It's 50-50. No, the Noshim Achayim. The Noshim Achayim, it's 55 to the 50, but 55 to 45. So it's the Noshim are tipping the scale to the Tarim side. If it's Tarim side, you can't bring a Tumot Ribetzibah because it's mostly Tarim. So they can't do Berishon. That's the Pshat. Berishon, they have the Davle Miyat, the Mitle have the Berishon, so the Tameim can't do it. I let them bring Karim Pesach Vashani because it's a Miyat. Uvashen Le'avdi, because Dal Noshim and Ayu, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, Noshim are not Chai, they're a Shus. But Havlu, Palga, Palga, copy that, they're now turned to 50%, and according to Rav, Palga Le'avdi B'Sheni, it's called a Rav. They're really supposed to do the Rishon. They couldn't do the Rishon here because the Rishon, clap at the Rishon, the Noshim made it into a Rav. But they can't do Sheni either because they're a Rav according to Rav. So therefore, here, Rav will agree in this case that they're stuck. the Tameim are stuck in this case because they're not a roiv when the Rishon because the ladies tip the scale, and when it comes to the Pesach Sheni, they're not a miyut anymore because the ladies are not dal noshim here because the noshim are chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So therefore, v'shein le'av dal noshim and le'av paga paga and le'av the paga le'av v'sheni, they can't do Pesach Sheni. That's a Rav will explain this brisa. Rav Kahana to Omar Palga Nami Avdi B'Sheni Hechim Ataraslo, and the Rav Kahana that says the Palga Nami Avdi B'Sheni, how does he answer it? Kagoin, because Rav Kahana holds that if you're the first Lashon, that 50% they do a Pesach Sheni, so how do they answer this? Here it says they don't do anything. Goin Shah Yisrael, Mechza Tayyim, Mechza Tameim. It was 50-50. The Noshim Ashlim is Tayyim. The Noshim are Mashlimois Lit Tayyim. That means without the Noshim, there would be Rav Tameim. The Noshim were Maslim Tayyim. The Kesav Noshim Rishon Chayvei. You hold that Noshim are Chayv. So Ovesheni Rishon. So originally Avdi, they can't do the Tameim, can't do because according to Rav Kahana, have the Palga originally Avdi. When it's only 50-50, the Tameim not call the Rav. And here they can't do. And here the Noshim could be Mashlimus le Tahirim because the Noshim are Chayv Pesach Rishon. They can't do a Pesach Sheni in fear of Kana. Why? Because Dal Noshim and Ayu, take away the Noshim and Atahirim, have a little Tameim Ruba. The Tameim are a Rav here. But Ruba Le'av V'Sheni. And that's for sure. If you have a Rav Tameim, they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. So now we're left to explain just the Brisa that was like Rav. There's a Brisa like Rav. It said, Palga Palga, Halolo Oisim Atzman, Halolo Oisim Atzman. So what does either Rav Kahana do with this? Either first, what do you do? First, a brayse like Rav, that there's two tracks. Rav Kahana, Hoda Tanya, Hot Rei, Shoy, Shom, Mechza, Tori, Mechza, Tameim, Halol, Ois, Maas, Mal, Ois, Asman. Each one does their own track. Heichim, Ataras, Lo, how Rav Kahana can answer this? Omoloch, Rav Kahana, Tanoi, Hi. It's Vachlok, Yis, Hanoim. Ikul, Amman, Deom, Mechza, Mechza, Karoiv. One man, Deom, Ohol, Mechza, Mechza, Karoiv. That's the brayse that's like Rav. And our brises, the two other brises, Rav Kahana says, "Mechsa mechsa ain't a karoyim." It's a machlokes tanoim about this. You know, Be'etzem, anyway, we learn machlokes tanoim because machlokes tanoim was noshim arushos sochayva. But they don't want to make a machlokes that Rav and Rav Kahana will argue mechsa mechsa is machlokes tanoim. But Rav Kahana has no choice; he has to make machlokes tanoim because it is a first brise that says, "Halolu oisim laasmam, halolu oisim laasmam." No other way to explain it, but besides by saying it's machlokes tanoim.